In this bulletin, returned travellers breaching self-isolation requirements, New York bracing for even more deaths from COVID-19, and in sport, AFL umpires to take a 50% pay cut. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's coronavirus death toll stands at 30 after a man in his 80s died in the ACT. The man had pre-existing health problems. In Victoria, the health minister says she's disappointed that some people who are meant to be self-isolating after coming back from overseas are not doing so. Jenny Makakos says police have been conducting a range of checks, including on return travellers.
391 of these checks were on return travellers. And unfortunately, 99 people were not at home. So 99 people out of the 391 returned travellers were found not to be at home. Now, that's incredibly disappointing. Those individuals are putting their fellow Victorians at risk.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard is defending the health department's decision to allow passengers aboard the Ruby Princess to disembark in Sydney in March. Channel 9 revealed leaked emails between New South Wales Health and the ship's doctor, which showed an awareness of the risk of COVID-19 on the vessel. Several coronavirus deaths have been linked to the cruise ship. Mr. Hazzard says health officials were taking everything into account.
We'd all remember the Diamond Princess, where people were kept on board a ship, and it was a disastrous outcome. And that operates in the mind of all of the senior health officials across Australia. It's a balancing act, like everything else. How long do you keep people on a ship in any situation where you may have or may not have influenza, COVID, whatever it be? So the decision that they took was a decision that was made by medical professionals of the highest calibre.
Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says temporary visa holders should go home if they can't support themselves in Australia. A number of temporary changes have been announced to enable people on short-term visas to stay in Australia and work in the farming and healthcare sectors. They'll also be allowed to draw on their superannuation. But Mr. Tudge says those who don't have the means to support themselves should return to their native countries.
We ask those foreign nationals who are here on temporary visas to continue looking after yourselves, and if you are unable to do that, then to make arrangements to return home where you can get the support that you might need.
The Migrant Workers Centre says the Morrison government is abandoning the 1.1 million temporary visa holders in Australia by locking them out of a wage subsidy and welfare. It says asking them to return home ignores the fact that borders are closed, flights are cancelled, and many don't have enough money to buy an airline ticket. Coles and Woolworths are restricting the number of customers entering their stores to ensure there's compliance with the social distancing measures. The supermarkets are encouraging shoppers to plan ahead to avoid long queues in the busy shopping period in the lead-up to Easter. United States health officials are encouraging people to wear cloth masks as an additional voluntary measure in the fight against the coronavirus. It comes as the nationwide toll of confirmed COVID-19 cases climbs above 270,000, with the death toll passing 6,000. President Donald Trump says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is not advising the use of surgical or medical-grade masks, which are to be reserved for healthcare workers.
They suggested for a period of time, but this is voluntary. I don't think I'm going to be doing it, but you have a lot of ways you can look at it as follows. The CDC is recommending that Americans wear a basic cloth or fabric mask that can be either purchased online or simply made at home, probably material that you'd have at home.
Mr. Trump says masks are not to be considered a substitute for social distancing measures. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city has just a few days to prepare for the worst of the coronavirus outbreak. The city is accounting for more than a quarter of the US deaths, with the death toll in New York nearing 3,000, about the same number killed in the September 11 attacks in 2001. Mr. de Blasio says the city desperately needs extra medical supplies.
Making sure we have enough beds is going to be an extraordinary race against time, with only a month to produce a number of hospital beds that's almost inconceivable in the modern history of this city. But we believe we can do it if we get the help we need.
In sport, umpires will take a minimum 50% pay cut during the COVID-19 shutdown period under a new agreement struck with the AFL. The figure will increase to 70% if the 2020 season is postponed beyond May. The measures come in response to the crippling financial crisis the game is facing because of the global coronavirus outbreak. Under the agreement, umpires will receive 50% of their base and match payments when the AFL season resumes. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 31. Adelaide, a shower or two, 19. Melbourne, showers increasing and windy, 16. Hobart, a shower or two, 14. Canberra, becoming windy and 15 degrees. Wollongong, sunny and 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, a sunny day and 25 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.